Do you believe that you can heal yourself? Too often we give our power away to something outside of ourselves and rarely, if ever, trust and tap into our innate healing power and intuition. Everyone has this capability to heal in ways we never thought possible. It's your sovereign right to claim and have true health and lasting wellness. Now, here is the host of the Dr. Dolores Show, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in our amazing world. And we're amongst the holiday season here, and you know, it makes you kind of sit back and wonder, what exactly does it all mean? And how can gratitude truly shift the way you experience the holidays, even if your circumstances haven't changed? Well, hello, everybody. I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, and you're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspire Choices Network. And I'm hoping that we could shed some light on this whole idea of gratitude. And the name of our segment this week is Gifts of Gratitude. You know, we hear gratitude floating around quite a bit. And sometimes when our life is kind of turned upside down or maybe even going sideways, sometimes it's really a challenge to dig in to find out what we are truly grateful for, because everything else is happening in our world that seems to be things that we are maybe not grateful for. I'm hoping that after today, I'll shed some light on this for you, so maybe that you can experience a different essence of gratitude. So, you know, what if gratitude is less about what you think and more about the frequency you hold? You know, as you know, on my show, we talk, everything is energy, and we talk a lot about energy in many shapes, ways, or forms. But gratitude can be an energetic shift, not just a feeling. What gratitude does, it can shift your nervous system from stress to coherence. It softens the constriction in the energetic body and opens the heart field. So let's just kind of play with that a little bit. If you're really in your world and you're stressed out and you're feeling overwhelmed, just feel what that feels like in your body. It probably feels really constricted and small and condensed. That's your energy. When you start focusing on gratitude and just even breathing in the word gratitude, just notice how your body relaxes, but also your energy field expands. Notice that gratitude is a higher vibrating frequency than being stressed out or being in fear. Gratitude also is appreciation. Gratitude and appreciation, I've done a show on that too, is where your energy field is expanding, and it's a higher vibrating frequency. And sometimes all you need to do is focus on the words of a higher frequency word, and that's enough to shift you out of the constricting this constriction of stress and fear and lack. When you practice gratitude, you immediately activate higher dimensional alignment. Your soul recognizes the frequency of, if we want to call it, enoughness, okay? In seasons where people feel rushed, pressured, or depleted, this is where we need more gratitude than you could imagine, and it becomes a stabilizing anchor. So if you're in the midst of the holiday chaos that is happening right now, and you're feeling rushed or pressured or even depleted, I invite you just to focus, take a deep breath, okay? Pull yourself out of that, ground yourself by taking your deep breaths, and just focus on the word gratitude. Just breathe in gratitude and breathe out everything that's not. Breathe in gratitude and exhale everything that's not gratitude. And notice how you become more anchored and stabilized in your body, okay? You're being planted, but you're also expanding your energy or your essence. So you're going to be radiating more calm and groundedness than a lot of scurry, fear, and stress, and maybe even agitation, okay? Something to think about, right? So what if nothing around you has to change for everything within you to feel different? That's something to think about. When we practice gratitude, it changes our perception, and our perception creates our reality. Okay, so when you focus on being grateful for things, and sometimes I know it can be a challenge to find things that you are grateful for. And it may even be as simple as, I am grateful that I could breathe right now. Okay. I am grateful for the sunlight. I am grateful for the moonlight. Just be really expansive if you're really finding difficulty in trying to find something in your life that you're grateful for. Start really broad and then kind of narrow it down to what it could be within you. Because I feel when I'm overwhelmed sometimes, when people say, well, what are you grateful for? And you're like, not this. You need to start broader sometimes. So you could, it's like the low-hanging fruit, what is already there? Okay, I see sunlight. I'm grateful for sunlight and the warmth that it gives me. I'm grateful for the chair that I'm sitting on so I could rest my tired body. I am grateful that I have a roof over my head. You know, start with the bigger things and then kind of go into the more detailed things. Gratitude helps you see opportunities instead of obstacles. Gratitude redirects focus from fear to possibility. And I feel that, you know, there's a lot in our world that a lot of people are fearful of. Wouldn't that be cool if you're able to focus on possibility instead of fear? What's interesting is our mind is always scanning for what is supportive rather than what is threatening. This alone changes your emotional baseline. So, case in point, we were focusing on, oh, I love the daylight. I'm grateful for the daylight. Okay, that's non-threatening. And it's supportive. Okay. When you start focusing on the opposite, this is where you're able to make a different choice, another possibility. Gratitude turns chaos into clarity because it trains you to look for divine order. So just remember, when you're feeling overwhelmed, take a deep breath and look around you. Look at something that is supporting you rather than threatening you. This alone can change your emotional baseline. So if it's as simple as saying, oh, it's sunny out and I'm grateful for that, then by all means do it. It could be that simple. This is how we stop the madness and allow it to do a pivot turn into something more aligned with where we want to go, more calm, more peace, and more lasting wellness and beingness. And so, you know, if you're really enjoying what I'm talking about and enjoying expanding your awareness and, you know, the tools that I'm giving you for your awakening, I invite you to like, subscribe, and share the Dr. Dolores Show. Because every week we take a deep dive into spiritual empowerment, energetic mastery, and conscious livings. And your engagement helps the message reach others who are searching for exactly this kind of support. and join our community of awakened souls and stay connected to the magic we create together. So, you know, we talk about gratitude, healing relationships, and softening emotional tension. You know, how do you think relationships might transform if you saw others through the lens of appreciation rather than hurts? And that could be a stretch for some people. It seems like the holiday season is like a catch-all for a lot of different things. It's like everything is, I kind of give it the analogy of the spin cycle in a washing machine, because everybody knows what that's like. You put your clothes in and it spins, and it's like the clothes are unrecognizable by the time you get out. You know, oftentimes things happen to us in our lives. You know, I think the natural tendency of being human, we hold grudges, we judge, criticize, and, you know, sometimes don't play nice in the sandbox. And somehow at the end of the year, when it's the holiday season, everybody thinks that, you know, you should be playing nice or whatever. You know, well, you know, sometimes that's just not possible. However, in order to survive some of those family dynamics or even those family get-togethers that, you know, sometimes are, you know, I wouldn't say mandatory, but obligatory, which, you know, that's another thing that you may want to question whether or not you want to be there. And that's okay if you choose not to. You're doing what you need to do. So let's circle back to this. So how might your relationships transform if you saw others through the lens of appreciation rather than past hurts? So when you're with people, just know that gratitude invites compassion, patience, and forgiveness, not just for you and from you, but it's also to others and from others as well. It allows you to, I want to say, almost extend an olive branch, for lack of a better description, and keep the door open for possibilities of you know, dialogues or even change. Okay? It reduces emotional reactivity. When we are in gratitude, people stop feeling like threats, like they're being threatened, and start feeling like co-travelers in our universe. So just know that your gratitude invites compassion, patience, and forgiveness, and it reduces emotional reactivity. So it's almost like you come to a neutral state. It can shift interactions from transactional to soulful. And when we practice gratitude towards ourselves, because that is very important, we probably don't appreciate and have, you know, we aren't grateful for ourselves as well, because, you know, that judging and criticism that we do to everybody else, guess what? We do that to ourselves, you know, and that's got to stop. If anything, give yourself the gift of gratitude to yourself, because once you start being gracious to yourself, it's so much easier to be gracious to other people. So practicing gratitude towards yourself is equally essential. It's very important. Your relationship with you sets the tone for all others. So we're going on our first break, and you're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And remember to like, share, and actually, you know, like, share, join our show, and help us make a difference in other people's lives. So stay tuned, and when we come back, we'll take a deeper dive into more gifts of gratitude for the holiday season. Stay tuned.
Do you trust your instincts? Many of us don't. Yet this is the key to connecting to your innate healer within and your intuition. Tune in to the Dr. Dolores Show with nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, to receive insights and tools to realign with your inner wisdom for lasting health and true wellness. Listen for the Dr. Dolores Show, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Ready to break free from complacency? Welcome to I'm Awake, Now What?, your monthly invitation to embrace conscious living. If you've been feeling lost or stagnant, this is your chance to awaken your purpose. Join our transformative conscious wake-up office hours every month for guidance and self-discovery. Experience the power of clarity and focus as you navigate towards holistic healing and empowerment. Don't just survive, thrive. Sign up now and unlock a wealth of benefits, including enhanced well-being, stress reduction, emotional healing, and connection. It's time to ignite the flames of purpose within and start your journey to a fulfilling life.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is the Dr. Dolores Show with Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to Dolores at drdoloresfazzino.com. Now, back to the program.
And welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. And we've been talking about the gifts of gratitude today on my show. And we're, you know, before break, we were talking about gratitude as an energetic shift, not just a feeling, which is, in essence, it's true. And gratitude can change your perception. And as we know, our perception creates our reality. And how gratitude heals relationships and softens emotional tension. And, you know, especially during, you know, the holiday season, our emotions and all the stress and everything gets really uber activated. And, you know, these are things that when we have the awareness of, we could shift that and change that instead of becoming something that reacts to everything, like the game whack-a-mole at the fair where the mole comes up and you're hitting it with a mallet and it comes up someplace else. Instead of having a reactive approach to things, being more proactive and making wiser, better choices based on being more grounded in who you are. So some things that are really important, I feel, is to have a gratitude practice. And, you know, you hear a lot of buzz about gratitude and daily gratitude practices and rituals and stuff like that. But I really feel that there's something to that, because how do we change a behavior is that we need to practice a skill. Practice a different way of being, so that when you are practicing it enough, it becomes an automatic part of your skill set. And there's many different ways to possibly do that. So one of my favorite things sometimes is when I get up in the morning and before I even get out of bed, is just to focus on three things that I'm very grateful for, no matter what's going on. And of course, that changes from day to day and, you know, moment to moment based on what I'm experiencing personally in my life. But, you know, maybe what you can do is create your own ritual, make something that is uniquely yours. It's like, what simple rituals can you weave into your day to activate the frequency of gratitude? Maybe it's a morning gratitude statement, like, today I choose to see the gifts. I love this one for myself. It's like I witness miracles every day. Maybe you might choose to journal if you're into that, which is cool too. And it's just, you know, start your journaling off in the day with three things that uplift your frequency, you know, and they may change from day to day, but, you know, it could be like we were saying earlier in the first segment. I'm grateful for the sunlight. I am grateful for the warmth that the sunlight gives me. You know, start simple. And then it, or you could just say, I'm grateful for, you know, the people in my life. There's a thing called gratitude breath work where it's, you know, you could do anything with breath work. Breath work, I think, is really important. And I invite people to make it your own because too many of us don't breathe deeply. Okay. We are shallow breathers. And if you really want to pay attention to that, is just monitor how you're feeling. If you're feeling really stressed out, notice your breath. Is it very shallow? Is it very labored? Because if it was deeper, you wouldn't probably feel as stressed out as you are, okay? So there's a link between our thoughts and our breath and our breath work. So when you're able to take a deep breath in, okay, you are actually allowing air to go into your body very deeply. So you cannot not be present in your physical body. When you focus on taking a deep breath in, you are in the present moment. When you pop out of the present moment, you're going to go back in your head and you're going to be like in anxiety, stress, and everything else that is going to pop you out of being in the present moment. So just allow deep breaths, especially if you're stressed out, because this is how you're going to be able to slow down that monkey chatter in your mind and get you fully grounded and present in your body. So inhale awareness and exhale appreciation and gratitude. Inhale awareness and exhale appreciation and gratitude. Energetic gratitude is about thanking your body, your intuition, and your soul team. Everything is energy, even though you can't see it. Okay? What you're looking at, if you're seeing me on TV or a podcast that has video, you see myself and you see everything in my environment. It's all energy, but it's a denser version of energy. When you are thinking, believing, your intuition, your emotions, those are the things that you cannot physically see. Maybe you can if you're highly clairvoyant or intuitive, but usually you don't see those. And it's a frequency and vibration, and it's also there. Just because you don't see it doesn't mean it doesn't exist. It's there and it's influencing everything that's in your environment. Just imagine a iceberg. The tip of the iceberg is what you could physically see. That's the physicalness of everything. Below the surface is everything you can't see about that iceberg, but yet is driving the physical iceberg. And that below the surface is your thoughts, your beliefs, your emotions, how you've coped with things, your ancestral lineage, your dimensional stuff. This is all the invisible vibratory stuff, unconsciousness that is driving the physical. So that's something to keep in mind as you are thinking about gratitude and frequency and vibration, because it is a frequency, it is a vibration. And sometimes, you know, if you're busy like many of us and you work in the corporate world or work or whatever, and you sometimes kind of lose yourself in what you're doing in a not so good way, you know, you're exhausted because you're doing, you might consider doing a gratitude midday reset. Okay. It's like Sometimes you just have to go to the restroom, sit in the stall, and just breathe. And just figure out what's going on in the moment. And just focus right here, right now. It's okay to put yourself in time out to take care of self. And, you know, we think going to the restroom is just going to the restroom to, you know, relieve yourself or whatever. It could be a very safe place where you can ground and reset yourself so that you could become the most best possible version of yourself. So think about that sometimes and give yourself the gift of that reset, because it'll probably be your saving grace in some instances and be able to allow you to stay more present in your essence so you don't go sideways. Okay. So I got a question for you. Could gratitude be the very thing that turns spiritual turbulence into expansion? That's something to ponder. Gratitude is a superpower during turbulent times. Trust me, I've been working this angle for a very long time, and it's actually helped me immensely. When you are in a state of gratitude, especially when there's a lot of stuff flying around in the external, for those of you who are intuitives, highly sensitive people, empaths, you know what I'm talking about. It's just like you feel things at a greater degree than the average person. And you have a tendency maybe to take on some stuff that's not yours unconsciously, but now that you're consciously aware of it, you don't need to. What I find for myself is gratitude stabilizes my energy during uncertainty, okay? And sometimes we could get caught up and go down the rabbit hole of uncertainty, and that's not going to help matters, because sometimes things are not in our control. And for those of us who are recovering perfectionists, recovering control fiends, I know I'm talking to you out there. I know I'm one of those as well. And sometimes you fall off the wagon and you just need to reset yourself. So for me, if I'm starting to feel stressed out about uncertainty or can't make a decision, I just take a deep breath and ground into my body and just focus on what I'm grateful for in the moment. And just continue to do that, because all of a sudden what will happen is that uncertainty doesn't have that trigger that it was having the moment before. And also it allows me to be more grounded in the moment so I can make the best decisions that I need to make for myself right here, right now. Gratitude as a superpower can connect you to your higher self, guiding you through the challenges with grace. And it deepens your capacity to receive support from others and the universe. Not everybody out there is out to get you. There are incredibly amazing people out there. And often when we're able to raise our frequency and vibration to gratitude, you're going to energetically attract and connect with those beings. So like I said, gratitude amplifies synchronicities. It's your intuitive channel that becomes clearer and more receptive. So, you know, if this is really speaking to you, I invite you to sign up for my newsletter. And you go to my website, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, and you'll see a pop-up. And as my gift to you, too, for signing up, you're going to get a free guided meditation that's going to allow you to stay in the present moment. And boy, today we really need to be in the present moment more than ever. So sign up for that. And we're going to get ready to go on our next break. And when we come back, we're going to dive into an experiential process, a guided meditation, to help put all this together so you could have an experience for yourself. So stay tuned, and I'll see you on the other side.
Do you trust your instincts? Many of us don't. Yet this is the key to connecting to your innate healer within and your intuition. Tune in to the Dr. Dolores Show with nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, to receive insights and tools to realign with your inner wisdom for lasting health and true wellness. Listen for the Dr. Dolores Show, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Ready to break free from complacency? Welcome to I'm Awake, Now What?, your monthly invitation to embrace conscious living. If you've been feeling lost or stagnant, this is your chance to awaken your purpose. Join our transformative conscious wake-up office hours every month for guidance and self-discovery. Experience the power of clarity and focus as you navigate towards holistic healing and empowerment. Don't just survive, thrive. Sign up now and unlock a wealth of benefits, including enhanced well-being, stress reduction, emotional healing, and connection. It's time to ignite the flames of purpose within and start your journey to a fulfilling life.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is the Dr. Dolores Show with Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also send an email to Dolores at DrDoloresFazzino.com. Now, back to the program.
And welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network, and we're talking about the gifts of gratitude today on our show. And if this episode has inspired you, make sure you like, subscribe, and share the Dr. Dolores Show. Your engagement helps this work reach more souls who deeply need it. And before our break, we were talking into more detail about gratitude and how gratitude heals relationships and softens emotional tension, how making gratitude a daily practice for you can rewire your energy field. It's like, learning a new skill that you need to practice, and before it comes automatic, and how important gratitude is as a superpower during turbulent times. And yes, the world is in uber turbulent times, and sometimes it's not for the meek of soul or the weak of soul. It's about us coming back to self and stepping into our power. And sometimes by coming back into yourself, just being, in a feel and an essence of gratitude is the beginnings of making that shift. So like I shared before our break, we're getting ready to that part of my show where I do a guided meditation for the listeners. And I really love doing a guided meditation because I could tell you about things and experiences. And I firmly believe until you have your own experience and make it your own, what I say to you sometimes doesn't probably have the impact as it can when you have your own experience. So that's why I really enjoy doing a brief guided meditation so you could get a taste of what it's like, what we've talked about. So with that being said, I just invite you all to just find a comfortable place and, either sitting down or lying down, whatever you choose, and just settling into where you are. And take a gentle breath in and exhale slowly, allowing your shoulders to soften and your jaw to unclench and your belly to relax. And take another deep breath in and exhale, allowing your energy to come fully into this moment. Just imagine a soft golden light descending from above you, warm and gentle, like a blanket of peace. This golden light surrounds your head, your throat, your shoulders, your chest. With every breath, feel your body dropping deeper into stillness. So bring your awareness to the space at the center of your chest. And place your hand there if that feels comforting. With each breath, imagine your heart glowing with radiant golden light. This is the frequency of gratitude, alive, intelligent, and expansive. And say quietly within yourself, I open my heart to gratitude. And just feel the subtle shift within yourself. Now, gently recall three moments from recent days that were blessings, big or small. Maybe someone smiled at you. Maybe you had a moment of peace. Maybe you made it through a difficult day. Maybe your intuition whispered something supportive. For each moment, breathe it into your heart. Inhale, receiving the moment. Exhale, gratitude expanding through your entire being. Now, shift your focus inward. Think of one thing about yourself that you are grateful for. Your resilience, your sensitivity, your compassion, your courage. And just let your heart soften as you breathe appreciation into your own soul. And just repeat softly to yourself, I am grateful for who I am becoming. As your heart grows and glows brighter, imagine the golden light expanding all around you, filling your aura, your energy field, the entire room. And feel this light lifting you, soothing you, and realigning you. Now, imagine sending this light outward to your loved ones, to the world, to anyone who needs a moment of peace today. You are a beacon of gratitude. Take a deep breath in. Exhale gently and feel your heart open, expanded, and grounded. And just say to yourself, gratitude is my gift. Gratitude is my power. And when you're ready, gently bring your awareness back . Wiggle your fingers and toes and open your eyes. You are now aligned with the frequency of gratitude. And welcome back, everybody, and just allow yourself to sit in the essence of what you just experienced. Enjoy the quiet, balanced presence of gratitude. So we're going on our last break of the episode, and we've been talking about gifts of gratitude today on the Dr. Dolores Show. And when we come back, we'll give you some takeaways and closing messages. So stay tuned and see you on the other side.
Do you trust your instincts? Many of us don't. Yet this is the key to connecting to your innate healer within and your intuition. Tune in to the Dr. Dolores Show with nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, to receive insights and tools to realign with your inner wisdom for lasting health and true wellness. Listen for the Dr. Dolores Show, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Ready to break free from complacency? Welcome to I'm Awake, Now What? Your monthly invitation to embrace conscious living. If you've been feeling lost or stagnant, this is your chance to awaken your purpose. Join our transformative conscious wake-up office hours every month for guidance and self-discovery. Experience the power of clarity and focus as you navigate towards holistic healing and empowerment. Don't just survive, thrive. Sign up now and unlock a wealth of benefits, including enhanced well-being, stress reduction, emotional healing, and connection. It's time to ignite the flames of purpose within and start your journey to a fulfilling life.
This is the Dr. Dolores Show with Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also send an email to Dolores at DrDoloresFazzino.com. Now, back to the program.
And welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network, and we've been talking about gifts of gratitude on our show today. And, you know, if you're ready to heal in ways you never thought possible, whether it be physically, emotionally, spiritually, energetically, dimensionally, ancestrally, I offer one-on-one sessions where we bridge the visible with the invisible, the physical with the spiritual, and connect deeply with your soul's blueprint. You don't have to navigate your awakening alone. Together, we can uncover what's ready to shift, heal, and emerge within you. Just visit my website, drdoloresfazzino.com, to schedule your personal session, begin your next level of transformation. So we've been talking today on our show about the gifts of gratitude, and there are so many gifts of gratitude, really. And, you know, just to recap some of the ones that we talked about, just remember that gratitude is a frequency that instantly shifts your energy from contraction to expansion. And, you know, what you appreciate naturally amplifies. Your attention is a magnetic force. So be aware of your thoughts, even the things that you say in the quiet of your mind, because that is actually creating your reality. So why not have thoughts of gratitude and appreciation? Something to think about. Gratitude transforms relationships by softening the heart and strengthening compassion. And I want to tack on to that, not only with others, but with ourselves as well, because it all starts with us first. Simple daily gratitude practices can rewire your emotional baseline and create inner peace. It's really that simple. And through the guided meditation that you experienced that I shared with you, this kind of gives you an idea of how to do that. And lastly, gratitude becomes a spiritual shield and amplifier, especially in times of stress, uncertainty, and most importantly, holiday chaos. So some closing thoughts I want to share is gratitude is not just a seasonal practice. It's a spiritual discipline that changes the way you move through the world. It softens your edges, expands your heart, and reconnects you with your higher self. When you choose gratitude, you stop fighting life and start flowing with it. Like I said, when you choose gratitude, you stop fighting life and start flowing with it. You stop resisting what is wrong and start receiving what is right. You become a magnet for blessings, synchronicities, and soul-aligned opportunities. The greatest gift you can receive or even give yourself and others this holiday season is the gift of an open, heartfelt heart. So I'm going to just leave you with this quote: gratitude is the doorway where the heart meets the divine. And I've decided I'm going to start doing something new. I have a channeled message for everybody. And I'm just going to it's in regards to gratitude. So, beloved luminous ones, we speak to you from the field of infinite gratitude, a place where your soul remembers its origin, its purpose, and its truth. You are not moving through this season alone. You are being held, guided, and uplifted by currents of light that you may not always see, but you can always feel. Every moment of challenge, every moment of joy, every moment of stillness has been preparing you for a deeper awakening. The energy of gratitude is not simply emotional, it's transformational. It recalibrates your frequency to match the rhythm of abundance, harmony, and divine flow. When you choose gratitude, even in moments of uncertainty, you align yourself with the timeline where your highest outcomes already exist. You are being invited now to shift your focus from what has been lost or delayed to what has been strengthened, revealed, and reborn within you. Gratitude is the alchemy that turns heaviness into wisdom, doubt into trust, and waiting into becoming. Know this. The universe responds not to your fears, but to your frequency. And gratitude is one of the most powerful frequencies you can emanate. When you embody gratitude, you become magnetic to clarity, to support, to opportunities, to healing, and to miracles. You are entering a cycle where doors long closed will begin to open, where relationships may soften and heal, where your purpose becomes clearer, where your intuition sharpens, where your soul whispers louder. All that is required is a willingness to see the gifts already present, the ones your mind may overlook, but your heart already knows. You are the gift. You are the light. You are the embodiment of gratitude, walking, breathing, and awakening. Allow yourself to receive what this season has been trying to give you. Open your heart, open your mind, and open your energy. The blessings come your way, are aligned with the frequency you hold now. Gratitude is your key. Gratitude is your portal. Gratitude is your superpower. And when you embody it fully, you will witness the unfolding of miracles that were always meant for you. So just sit with that right now and just feel the wisdom, the insights about gratitude, and just allow yourself the gift this season to really step into that, lean into it, and immerse yourself into that, and just allow it to radiate from every pore of your beingness. So that kind of wraps up our show for today. And if you're really feeling inspired, just sign up for our newsletter. Go to drdoloresfazzino.com and see the pop-up and just sign up and keep in touch with us. We'd love to hear from you. So as I sign off, I just want to wish everybody a beautiful holiday season and just to know you are worth it. See you next time.
Thank you for listening to the Dr. Dolores Show. Dr. Dolores returns Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern. 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Until then, remember to be kind to yourself and create your best life. You are worth it.